Well, as you're all aware, I've been out of the pulpit for the last month, and the purpose of this was to allow me to have a little bit of time to seek God's plan for moving this church forward in 2016. The plan greatly involved a new member class. During this time, we had the opportunity to see the heart of the deacon group here at CBC. And I want to take just a minute this morning to recognize those folks and just say thank you to all of you for giving me that opportunity to have a little bit of time to seek, you know, what God has for us and just being obedient to Him in this process. So thank you. Thank you to all of those men who stepped up and took a turn at bringing a message. Well, I have to tell you up front this morning that today will be very different than normal. I have a lot of background information to give you on the things that have been happening over the last month, and even way before that, actually, because this process started a long time ago. So this won't be a typical message. It'll be a time of information. So please don't be upset or discouraged about my rambling this morning. Hopefully it'll get better. I feel that I have just a ton of information that is necessary for all of you to understand fully where we're trying to go and what exactly is going on. You may have heard some of the buzz from the leadership meeting this past Monday night. And I suppose who you talk to would depend on whether or not what you heard was positive or negative. But I want to do my best to clear things up over the coming weeks so that all of you can decide on your own. We'll be talking in depth about the future of this church. And this past Monday, like I said, we had 33 people from our leadership group here in this church. And me personally, I think that was an outstanding turnout. 33 people was greatly encouraged by that number. But at this meeting, 88% of your leadership voted in favor of the direction that I feel God is leading. I strongly encouraged everyone to approach the decision with 100% honesty and not to look at it as if they were supporting me. None of this is about me. It's all about how we intend to serve God moving forward as a body of believers. And my goal was to give information without pushing anything on anyone and allow the decision to be made simply based off of the information. I did feel that it was imperative that in order to move forward with this plan, that we have at least 80% of the leadership of this church on board and willing to give 100% toward the direction that God was leading. That became a reality. So we're moving forward, expecting that this group of people were 100% honest and their intention of following through with that commitment was genuine. So this morning, let's talk about this new member class. I want you to realize this is not solely about new members, although it is about communicating on the front end what it means to be a member here at Coshocton Baptist Church so there are no surprises. It's also for those who are already members. It's about having a clearer definition of what it means to be a member here, what it means to be a member of the body of Christ. So we're going to call this series Membership Makeover. You've all seen one of those shows on on TV where a house gets renovated, and sometimes they just do a few little things to the house to renovate it. Sometimes it's totally gutted and new stuff is put in. But that's what we're talking about with membership, is just renovating it and making it a little bit more updated, and making sure that we all have a biblical view of what that looks like. I believe that this is going to give us a clear picture of what it really means to be a member here at CBC. Again, the leadership of this church has overwhelmingly voted to implement this membership makeover. They've agreed that they're willing to do everything they can to make this vision a reality here. They've committed to practicing 7 core values along with a mission statement that we discussed. And we discussed it in detail. As well, they have committed to not only practice these things, but to begin to teach those to others and to begin to implement these ideas into their ministry and make sure that as people come on board, we're all headed in the same direction. Now, in this series, I'm going to spend, a little more time in some areas from the pulpit than I actually will in the class itself, mostly because all this stuff is new, and I want everybody to understand it. I want you to understand where I'm coming from. So it just so happens that this is one of those weeks. Some of the things I talk about today, maybe you've already heard, but I believe that in this case, repetition is a good thing. My prayer is that by the end of this series, everyone here will understand who we are as a church. Not only will they understand who we are, but they'll understand where we're going and how we're going to get there. In a nutshell, you're going to get a clear picture of what we're working to accomplish here at CBC. So, if I were to ask you, hey, you want to be part of my club? What would you say? Well, you'd either tell me to quit being weird because I'm not 9 anymore, or you would say, what club? Right? That's what you would say. Generally, you'd say, what club? You're not going to automatically agree to be part of something when you don't really know what it is. That's just common sense. At least I hope it is. I think it's safe to say that understanding membership in any organization or on any team is extremely important. Even more so when you consider that the church is a family of believers built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. So because of this, the new member class here is going to be required from this point forward prior to being presented to the church as a member. I believe that if we're expecting this class to apply to new members, it only makes sense that all of us ought to know what's in it and ought to be a part of it or have at least experienced it and be practicing the things that are involved in it before we communicate that to people who are new. I want to tell you a little bit about the class. In the class, you're going to hear information about direction, vision, as well as what we believe. We're going to talk about what you can expect from the leadership here, but also what your church family expects from you. This is going to include the attitude that is expected of you as a member. We'll also go over, we'll give an overview, I guess, of our ministries, and we're going to provide a free lunch in the class itself. The class is going to be divided into 4 categories: honesty, information, expectation, and attitude. Today we're going to talk about honesty, and we're going to get into information just a little bit. So I want you to understand that if you're interested in membership or you just want to develop better understanding of the direction we're heading, this series of messages is going to count as a new member class. So if you're interested in membership, please be here. My goal is to initially put this on the calendar for four times a year, once a quarter. And if we have people that are interested in taking it, why, we'll have it. If not, then obviously we won't. And if we find that needs to be adjusted as far as the frequency, we can adjust it. But once you've completed the new member class and you understand what we're all about here, and you still desire to become a member, then you can be presented to the church for membership. Obviously, that's in accordance with our church constitution. So some of you may be questioning this. I don't know. I want you to know that our church constitution already affords me the ability to be able to require this class prior to membership. And if you want me to show you where it says that, I can most definitely do that. It's not an issue. Just let me know. I have a feeling there may be a few people that may have some other thoughts. Maybe you're thinking, Pastor, what experience do you have with this kind of thing? What makes you think that you know enough to write a new member class and give our membership an update? Maybe you're thinking, I've been a church member longer than you've been alive. Some may be thinking that. So, I want to address that because these are valid, fair questions. I want to talk a little bit about how I came up with this stuff, and I want to do my best to answer those questions. I want you to know that this isn't stuff that I just sat down and dreamed up on my own. I believe that God began to show me some things that needed fixed when I first started here as pastor. So I began to address those things from the pulpit with messages as God instructed. It didn't take long for it to become clear to me that Christians have this unique ability, and it's called selective hearing. Maybe you've heard of it. And what was happening, I feel, is as we practice selective hearing, in some cases the Spirit would step in and begin to convict people. And sometimes because of that conviction, it would cause people to just stay away. So I recognized that a different method was in order. I knew just enough to know that I didn't really have the answer. So I began to ask the question, where can I get it? Where can I get the information that we need to revitalize this church? And as I prayed and searched, it turned out that the president of Lifeway Christian Resources, I'm sure you've heard the name, Tom Rainer, had been led by God to use his wealth of knowledge and information to put together a course that was designed for pastors and leadership to help them recognize the things that needed to happen to get a church back on track when maybe it was just a little bit off. So I went through this course, and I began to pray, and I began to ask God, you know, to show me how these things applied to Coshocton Baptist Church and how they could be implemented in a way that could positively affect our future. And so, to answer your question, I know enough to know that I didn't have the answer. But I also know that God is always working, and He offers His wisdom freely if we look for it. So, let's look at what's actually in this new member class. And I want to start with the first section I told you about on honesty. You know, my goal with potential members isn't to paint a picture of Coshocton Baptist Church as being some perfect church, only for them to find out 6 months from now the picture that I painted wasn't entirely truthful. I think the majority of you know this about me by now. But I want to say this. We do have some holes in our ministries. We all recognize that. We're not a perfect church. I'm not a perfect pastor. And we don't have perfect leaders or perfect members. Not a single one. So if you're looking for perfection, this probably isn't the place for you. However, I'm not offering that as an excuse for a lack of improvement. Our goal is to continually improve, to learn and to grow, so that through us, God will be glorified. But I want to be as honest as I can and emphasize to everyone that we are not a perfect church. But with that being said, I want everyone here to know that I love the local church. Do you know why? Because I believe that the local church is the only hope for the people of this world. That's the only hope that the people of this world will see Christ is through the local church. So, no matter how messed up things have been in our past, God desires to pick us up, to dust us off, and help us to make a difference for Him. We are here as the local church to be the hands and feet of Christ. That means we're committed to continue His work as His physical body, while we continue to grow in our knowledge of Him. So, I want you to know this. As I project honesty, it's also what we expect. That's what we expect from our membership. As a family of believers, we see honesty and openness as the key to a healthy family relationship. Being honest with others, as well as yourself, about your spiritual condition is the first step to spiritual growth. We're not interested in pretend Christianity. Y'all remember what Jesus said to the Pharisees? He said, "You are like whitewashed tombs." Do you remember that? Do you understand what he was saying? He was saying, on the outside, you look really good. But on the inside, you're filled with death. That's a powerful picture. Sometimes we see this kind of thing in the church, where people look real nice on the outside, but on the inside, they're filled with death. You know what I'm talking about. One way on Sunday morning, and something totally different when you walk out the door. I'm not talking about mistakes. I mean when you make that a lifestyle. So here's what we're asking of members. Be honest about who you are, but as Christ works in you, yield to that genuine desire to be molded into what pleases Him. Allow Christ to grow and change you on a daily basis. One pastor I listen to sometimes, he always says this. He says, it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay that way. Think about that a second. Spiritual growth starts with being honest about who you are and trusting God to help you move forward. I want all of you who are already members to know that you all are going to be hearing a lot more of this type of plain talk from me. As we go into the future, I just want to be able to talk plainly. Maybe something you don't like, I don't know. Might not be something you're used to, but it's a reality. Okay, let's move on to information. I want to start with a mission statement. There was a copy of it in your bulletin. Looks like this. So if you don't have one, maybe somebody beside you has one that you can look at. First thing I want you to notice is the icons at the top. Those represent the mission statement of connect, grow, serve. These were designed to create a visual illustration of the idea. All of the research that I've done up to this point says that visual illustrations help to cement an idea. They're going to have some uses in the future, but we don't need to talk about that for now. You'll notice on the back side of this same sheet a list of 7 core values. We're not going to be talking about those today, but we will in the future. So you can take this home and take the time to read those and look up the scriptures associated with them so that you understand where we're going to be ahead of time once we do get to those. But the mission statement itself is designed to not only constantly remind members, but to show visitors what we're all about. You'll be able to walk in the door and know exactly what we're trying to accomplish and how we intend to accomplish it. The goal is to repeat this mission statement until every one of you are dreaming about it and saying it in your sleep. So you might ask the question, why? Why is that important? I'll answer that this way. Does anybody remember what happened in Exodus chapter 32? I'll give you a reminder. It involves a golden calf. In chapter 31, we see Moses on Mount Sinai receiving instruction from God. And it was apparently taking a lot longer than the people thought that it should. And I want to read the first verse of chapter 32 to you. Here's what it says. Now, when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, "Come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, this man who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." They were saying, "Hey, Aaron, this Moses character, he disappeared. And we don't know if he's coming back. And we need something to worship. Something like we had back in Egypt." So they began to worship this golden calf that Aaron made for them. They lost their focus quickly. And I have to tell you today, as Christians, we do the same thing. When we're not constantly reminded of our purpose, we lose our focus. We lose the focus that God has given us. And we begin to focus on that golden calf that we call self. We begin to focus on that one thing that we used to worship before we became a Christian. Just like the Israelites, we go back to what's comfortable for us. That's why we need a reminder, regardless of who stands in this pulpit, whether it be me or Pastor Mike or one of the deacons. We need a reminder of what our mission actually is. God has clearly given us a mission that needs to be ingrained in us. So let's look at it. I want to read it to you just as I would a potential member that's in our new member class. Connect, grow, serve. Our mission at CBC is to show people how to connect with God through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then to help them grow in that relationship with Christ as well as their relationship with others. Then teach them how to serve God through service to others. I believe this mission has a biblical foundation, and it glorifies God. So we strive to ensure that everything we do revolves around our mission statement. Every ministry has this statement at its core. This is true from our Awana program, through our youth program, and all the way through our adult Bible studies and Sunday school. So this is something that you're going to hear often. My prayer is that every member will commit this to memory. So there's absolutely no question as to why or how we do what we do. So how do we accomplish this? We see our worship service as a time to connect people to Jesus Christ through various types of worship. It's also a time to connect church leaders to new believers and visitors. As leaders, our goal is to make an initial connection with people who are seeking to begin or further their relationship with Christ. We desire to help them make a connection with Christ if they haven't already. Then we want to help them get plugged in where they can begin to grow and serve. Sunday school, small groups, will be the beginning of growth for a new believer and for those who are already or who are new to this church. It is a place to get to know other believers and to have a group to share life with. This is an environment where new believers become comfortable with not only the church, but living the Christian life. It's a time for those who have been around for a while to mentor and teach. We're doing our best to develop and maintain progressive small groups, even for adults. Service is a key ingredient to growth. In order to continually develop leadership, we have to provide an environment for new believers to serve. Small service-oriented groups are the key to making this happen. We are striving to develop small serving groups within our Sunday school classes and Bible studies. These are groups of 5 to 10 people with similar interests who will come together under the direction of a leader to serve in the church as well as the community. We recognize that people long to be a part of something real and tangible, something bigger than themselves, and we are doing our best to provide that. So what I just read here was a huge part of what your leadership voted on at the leadership meeting. I know it's a lot to take in, so I'm going to stop here for today. I want you to have a chance to digest this mission statement and all the stuff associated with it. And I encourage you that as we move forward, that you write down any questions you might have about the information that's been presented. Write those down. And as we reach the end of this series, if those questions still haven't been answered, please, by all means, come to me and talk to me, and I'll do my best to explain any questions you might have, answer any questions, so that we can all move forward on the same page. Next week, we're going to pick up with some things that won't be in the actual new members class. We're going to talk about a way to judge or measure whether or not we're being successful. I believe we have to have goals. And I want you to know that we're going to begin to measure progress and set goals so that we have an understanding of whether or not we're being successful. So take the time to pray about everything that you've heard today. If you have to, go back and listen to things again, reread this mission statement, and just come to understand it and see how God leads as we progress through all of this information on the idea of membership. Will you all stand with me? I stumbled upon what could be a future message not long ago, and I noticed it again today. As I walked up here, I walked up from this side, and I noticed how nice the carpet was on the altar. And I walked through, and I noticed this spot in front of the pulpit. And the pulpit should be central to this church, but I noticed how the carpet is almost wore out from behind the pulpit. But the carpet here on the altar looks new in so many spots. I want you to think about that as you close your eyes and listen for just a minute. 1 John 3:16 says this, "By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us." Today, I hope you understand the love that Jesus Christ has for you. When he looks at you, he sees his creation, his work, but he also sees the sin in your life. That sin is what separates us from the completeness of God's love. I want you to know this morning that Christ poured out his love for us. Jesus loved us so much that he was willing to die a horrible death on the cross. The Bible says that every one of us have sinned. We have all violated God's laws, and that sin separates us from him. And the penalty for that sin is death. But Jesus Christ died to pay that penalty for your sins and for my sins. And 3 days later, he rose from the grave, conquering death. The Bible also says that if you'll believe that with all of your heart and confess it with your mouth, that you can be saved. You will be saved. Saved from hell and eternal separation from God. I want you to know that today can be the day that you can begin a relationship with Christ if you haven't already done that. You can allow him from this day forward to begin to lead you step by step, day by day. Let's pray. Father, we come before you humble. Father, I ask that as we go through this new member series, Lord, that you would inspire and allow this group of believers to see that all this stuff is coming from you. All of this stuff is coming from your word and is about your word, and none of it is about us. Help us as we move forward to die to self and to live for you, to allow you to live in us and work through us. Father, help us to be your physical body here in this world. We thank you for all that you do. You continually bless us even though we don't deserve. Father, as we move forward, we ask for your wisdom. Anywhere there might be sin this morning, we ask for your conviction. We thank you for the love that you've poured out on the cross. And it's in Jesus' name we come to you. Amen. Again, this altar's open to you. If you have business with God this morning, don't wait. Take care of it today.